This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, just got insulted. Welcome to the program. It is a Tuesday. But my statement to Jamie was, for $50 million, I'll take a hot coffee to the crotch.
It's so funny. So I'm watching Fox 31, right? And Jeremy Hubbard can't say that, right? But he kind of alluded to it a little bit because he's an anchor guy, right? So they have to be, he's like, quite a payout there. And I was like, BJ, and I said this in my head last night. I said, BJ would say in a minute, you know what? You can douse a hot coffee all over my crotch and I will take $51 million.
Dude, I think anybody would.
No, I think people that use their wiener would not.
Well, let's ask some wiener boys. So $50 million. This guy gets a coffee spilt on him from Starbucks. They're handing it out the window in one of those little, you know, flimsy holders
cardboard
they have.
Containers, yeah.
And it falls. And it falls into his lap. He gets $51 million.
But now he's maimed, right? And it's all...
The only thing about
it is... I don't think he's maimed, though.
No, he's got, like, severe nerve damage.
He's got burns on him.
He's got nerve damage, too.
I think he can't pop a wheelie anymore.
I don't know if that's...
It's still worth it.
No, it would be tempting, but no.
I mean, I guess you could get some tongue depressors and duct tape.
I don't know about you boys. I'm at that point in life, it's worth it.
You might be able to just buy a new one with that much money.
I'm being serious. Yeah.
Like lab grown.
An LA jury has hit Starbucks with a $50 million verdict after a customer suffered third-degree burns to his genitalia. In 2020, Postmates driver Michael Garcia was picking up three hot teas. Surveillance video from inside the drive-thru shows one of the three cups was not properly secured onto the container before the barista handed it to him. His attorney say the unsecured cup with the scalding hot tea fell into his lap. Paramedics had to take him to the emergency room. Evidence shown during trial explains Garcia suffered permanent injuries. Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC 7 content.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Yeah. That's Mark Brown right there.
Make sure you subscribe.
Hey, Mark Brown, I'm Jamie White.
$50 million. Wow. Yeah. Starbucks is saying that they're not going to pay it out yet.
They're going to appeal it.
That they're going to fight this thing. So, they say it's way too much money for something like this.
Oof, I don't know.
If it's permanently disfigured, $50 million is not enough money to me.
And what's funny, Shmadil, I swear on the Bible, I said to myself last night, BJ's going to totally say I'd take one in the shorts for $50 million.
Yeah. And I second that. And I'm not backing off either.
What's the point of having that much money if you can't impress anybody?
I don't know.
And then
I think it must be an age thing because literally Jeremy Hubbard went, well, that's a good payout.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy's on board.
It's got nothing to do with age. Just be married for 10 years. You're missing the whole damn point, dude.
I'll find out at some point.
I think I just nailed it. I didn't want to have to say
yeah, but obviously you're confused.
And obviously your wife is out of town.
Exactly. I got to tell you, for $50 million, I'd say it with her intact.
And she'd actually agree.
Exactly, Jamie, because she's in the money, too. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't worry about it, Jamie. You're not going to be judged over two damn birds.
I feel like a moron.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
No.
Look, if it were Bernie Sanders in a dress, and you reposted it, and then all of a sudden you find out that it's AI, then people would give you crap because it's political at that point.
I'm already getting crap.
All you've got is a flower with two little birds.
So you guys, this is so embarrassing. So sometimes I get exhausted on Twitter, and I just decide to change it all up and like put it in the feed of Twitter because it's all political. It's just tiring. So I decide to change it up and like put something happy. So there was this beautiful picture of it raining, and there were two little hummingbirds, and they were tucked inside the inside of a rose away from the rain, and it was just so precious, right? And so I'm like, okay, happiness. I like being happy. So I'll just put this little picture up. It's freaking AI, and people are going after me going, you are so dumb. Oh my God, you really? It's like, hummingbirds don't hide in flowers like that. If you're going to post nature photos, at least know what nature is. I'm like,
look, that's it's not going to hurt you, though. It's not going to hurt your reputation. I know you felt
things.
And I hate falling for stuff like that, too, no matter what the magnitude is.
Yeah.
You don't like doing it, but of all the things you could have done.
Well, yeah, burning a dress would have been bad.
Bernie in a dress would have been much worse, okay? You know what I want? It's one of these magic money computers.
What's that?
Yeah, they found 14 in the government yesterday.
Oh,
a
I
magic
know
money computer.
I know what that is.
What?
Well, I play those all the time.
What do you mean?
So you put a dollar in and four quarters come out. And you're like, I'm a winner.
That's when you're at the arcade.
Yeah. I know, but I always win. I'm like, it never like shorts me or anything. I put a dollar in, four quarters. Sometimes they have the really advanced ones. You can put a five in and get off.
Yeah, that's
the
best.
They say they found 14 of these computers yesterday, and I don't know how it works. I mean, I'm not even computer savvy. And anyway, they can print as much money as they want at any time.
I need one of those in my house.
Without any backing to it or anything. But I want a computer that prints money.
Going back to the AI thing, it's so funny because yesterday, and I was smarter because I've been burned on freaking hummingbirds. Did you guys see the Travis Kelce one that went viral?
No.
Where he said, Taylor and I have been, we're engaged. I wanted to wait and tell you guys and all that.
No.
Yeah, and it was, but I could kind of tell it was a little bit off. You know, I was like, your lips are not exactly matching up with the AI. But isn't it scary how good they get?
Yeah.
It is terrifying.
I often wait now. Yeah. I find myself waiting to repost something.
I didn't repost that.
Especially if it's video generated.
Yeah.
I usually wait. A lot of, you know who to follow now sometimes too. In your head, it's like, okay, these people are reputable.
Right.
This person's not. Okay.
I didn't see the hummingbird situation coming. I mean, they are tearing me apart. Like, they called me dumb.
It's two hummingbirds in a flower.
I guess they never hunker down in a flower.
Well, you didn't know. You don't know the hummingbirds and their habits.
They're like, really? You thought this was real? I'm like, oh my God, sorry.
I'm just glad I didn't see the Travis Kelce because I'm like, no way, and I would have totally shared that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I will say it was pretty good. Until he started saying like things like, you know, I was going to ask her on the field, but then Philadelphia killed us and it wasn't the right time. I was like, this is fishy.
And also when it comes to certain celebrities, you have to really beware. Taylor Swift is one of them because they love to spread rumors about her.
She is
great clickbait.
Yeah.
So anytime you see any post about Taylor Swift, always hold on.
There was that scam where they were selling pots and pans with her, AI. Yeah. You remember?
Yeah.
A lot of people fell for that.
And they do that all the time. Dr. Oz even put out a statement saying, if you see me endorsing, you know, any kind of medical products or whatever, most likely it's AI.
Yeah. You need to go to his website and double check.
It's getting, and I guess a bunch of people are going to Washington today, I think, and saying, please stop this whole learning process because, I know, it's in the news. It was all these celebrities because they're going there because they're actually learning copyrighted stuff. So their songs can be sung like when they're dead and stuff. You know what I mean? It's a really complex story. I don't get all the AI stuff. I'm trying to find the story.
Know.
but I can't.
All right, we got to mention the Mighty Millions raffle, okay? It's back. Yes, they have a big old home, a big old show home up for grab. It's the grand prize. It's worth $2.4 million. Now, here's the deal. The reason we mention it now is because the VIP drawing is coming up soon, and the deadline to buy your tickets is midnight Friday night. Midnight Friday night, VIP deadline, 2025 Ford Bronco Raptor up for grabs, along with a trip to Canada, $100,000
awesome.
In cash.
Yeah, this
there's
is
all
a-
kinds of stuff out there. But you're not a part of the VIP drawing if you don't get your tickets before midnight on Friday.
Yeah, so here's the deal. We'll make it really easy for you. You just go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Every year, I get so excited because I want to win.
Yeah. I know.
I really do. Like, I keep, like, you know how Oprah says, if you imagine it, it'll happen? Last year, I imagined it, and it did not happen.
Oh, I put a lot of stuff out in the universe. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, and that Oprah lies a lot.
I'd take anything on this list.
Me too.
I mean, the Bronco. I'd take the trip to Whistler, Canada. I'd take $100,000. Switzerland. Audi. I'd take all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's
man,
not
a, it's a good deal.
Again, so go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
You got to do it before midnight Friday night to be a part of the VIP drawing.
BJ and Jamie.
Also heard on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone, and you can get the podcast here later, too. So snow for tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not much, though, right?
Yeah. And then today, it's going to be weird. I was looking at the Mountain Wave weather guy, and like it's like this circle. Like it's like we're an avocado pit. It's everything's going to miss us. It's just going to be windy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, really windy.
And out on the eastern plains, you're getting snow, right?
Yeah. So we're like
snow in the mountains
of the avocado in the metro area, and everything's around us.
You mentioned getting duped a few minutes ago with that with the two birds,
AI.
The hummingbirds inside the flower.
Flower.
I feel like I'm getting duped on something.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar with a trend going on with something called the fat filter?
The fat filter?
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard about this.
Supposedly.
Are you wearing it now?
No.
Wow.
Ooh, actually, it would be a compliment if I said yes. Because here's the way it works. According to the stories I'm seeing, and you're on TikTok, Carson. You're on TikTok, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People, women, are using the fat filter to make themselves look bigger, as if they've gained 30 or 40 pounds.
Why?
That's why I feel like I'm being duped.
Oh, I'm gonna research this.
I don't know
right
about
now.
This fat
this is
look up the fat
weird.
Filter. Look up. And then a girl posted
it,
because
wait, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
So is it because you want to see like your reaction or something?
I think you want to see that you look great right now, the way you look, but what if I just let myself go and gain 30 pounds? What would I look like?
Oh.
That curiosity okay. is what I think. Now, I don't know. Ooh. And then again, we could go back to me just being duped, okay?
Yeah.
Because I saw this floating around over the weekend. And then I saw it again yesterday, and I thought, is this actually happening?
No, this is, wow.
But this
it's
is
real,
mean.
Right?
It's a thing.
But isn't it kind of mean to heavier people?
That's exactly what I'm about to play for
okay.
you. This girl here, who is a big girl, she is quite offended by this. And I kind of feel like she's right.
Well, yeah, because it's super skinny people doing the fat filter.
Yeah, but they're doing
that?
A fat filter and posting on TikTok.
Oh, my God. I just watched
You've
one.
You've got to see this.
This is awful.
Isn't it wild?
No, it's sad.
I know.
That's,
I know.
You know, all those girls are going to get, this is karma.
So,
they're all going to get fat later.
And now, I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly. Is it because they look great, but what if something happened that I let myself go and I gained 30 pounds? Here's what I'm going to look like. Now, if you see that for yourself, that's fine. But I don't know if you have to post it.
It's blowing my mind because there's
Listen,
a ton of videos out
oh,
there.
Oh, there's a ton
let
of
me,
them out
let
there.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
What?
Mark my words. Their thyroids are going to go awry, and they're all going to get fat as karma.
Karma.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
That karma is about to attack
these
you.
These girls are so skinny, they need to eat a sandwich, and then they're making themselves morbidly obese in this filter.
I'm surprised you haven't seen this
I have
trend
not. No.
Because it's been popping up on my ex. Now, not a lot of them, but it says it is a trend on TikTok.
There's some dudes doing it, like this guy's doing it too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what you're looking at right now. I'm using a fat filter on me right now. This isn't really me.
It's not really
no,
you.
No, there's a screen no. between
yeah.
us and you.
Yeah. Really, when it goes down, your body looks like Lenny Kravitz.
Exactly. Exactly, Jamie. Yeah, so you're looking at me through a fat filter right now. Just Keep it in mind.
It's my glasses.
Yeah. And that's the way we look at it. We look at Powerball Pete every day. He's got a fat filter going on right now.
Poor Pete.
All right, here's the lady. And I'm on this lady's side. I really am. I'm not playing this to be mean because this lady is quite upset about this.
So there is a new trend on TikTok, and it is where people are sharing photos of themselves with a chubby filter. This is where we're at in 2025. I am so sick of having this conversation again and again. Why is it, do you people fear fatness so damn much? Okay? Why is my body, my weight, my size up for conversation all the time? Why is it your greatest nightmare to look like me? Why is fatness deemed to be the worst thing anyone could ever possibly be? I'm getting so sick of this and the blatant anti-fatness in today's society. It is, it's so hurtful.
Ouch.
So what is she, like 500 or something?
Yeah, she's a big girl. Yeah, pretty good size. Yeah.
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 Here's the mean one I just saw.
Not fair.
Well, I mean, when you're 500 pounds, like, I mean, we're all like.
She's probably not 500. It's probably more like 450.
Oh, well, that's better. Okay.
We'll just take a break.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, yeah.
If you're on TikTok, just how did you find those?
Listen,
just,
you skinny bitches, you're all going to get thyroid disease.
I literally put in fat filter.
Put in fat filter.
No, they're doing it to kids, too.
On your
there are kids.
Yeah, there's like 3-year-old kids, and they're like, look how, you know, my 3-year-old fat. And I'm like, oh, my God, y'all. If you ever had a kid, which I did, go on steroids, and even I took steroids for my ear, right? You chunk up. And so if this is not nice to people on steroids.
Who came up with the fat filter?
Oh, no.
Who came up with this?
It's not nice.
So mean.
So mean.
So mean. And then they're posting. Now, and I, again, let me say that if you want to see how you would look with an additional 30, 40 pounds, and if you're a guy like me, you've already seen it in life at some point. Or, you know, most people have. But if you haven't and you want to see what it looks like, that's fine. But you don't have to post it.
I know, but they're doing it to Travis and Taylor.
Okay, that's
now
good.
It's funny. That's now hilarious. It's funny. Now it
okay,
works.
That is okay with me.
Let's put it on Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's do that.
Wow, that's
isn't
crazy.
Isn't this crazy?
That is crazy. That's I had wild. Not heard of that. Man.
Well, all right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. 63 today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jay and Jamie.
I don't know about you, but I'm curious about these astronauts. I'm curious to what kind of condition they're in when they get here. Because when you look at the videos from space, Butch looks pretty good. Now, Shanaynay, not so much.
I know, she doesn't.
Shanaynay looks a little bit... Yeah.
She's gaunt.
Yeah, her face.
Yeah.
And yet you can tell the graying in her hair because I guess you can't take hair color up there, right?
I don't think it's important.
I don't know.
She didn't take her false eyelashes either.
If
she probably hasn't had any Botox in a while.
I'm just saying, Jamie, she looks worse than he does, okay?
Hey, didn't they? But, okay, I know that I'm not making, well, it's going to sound like that. The clothing situation.
Yeah.
Have they just recycling?
You know what?
Because they only brought clothes for like 4 days.
I was curious about that, too.
And I don't think they have a washer and dryer up there.
I'll bet they do.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they do because there's people that have been up there that have lived there for like a year.
That's true.
Yeah. So they've got to have a washer and dryer.
They have a laundry mat?
I think so. I think they have to because I noticed one of the guys yesterday.
So what? Like there's a capsule that says laundry?
Yeah. 25 cents.
I don't know if it's like that.
Do you take quarters up there?
I'm sure NASA has figured out a way that they can redo their clothes up there. Plus, there's no dirt up there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but you still sweat. I think.
I don't know if you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I think you probably stink more up there.
Look, I don't know space. I just don't know space that well.
There's no laundry in space. Yeah, I just looked it up. It says that there are no laundry machines or services in the ISS.
Well, you could last a while, couldn't you?
Oh!
He never washes his clothes.
Man. I don't wash my jeans.
He admits that.
It's just my jeans.
He does not wash his clothes.
Jeans. Specifically my jeans. I wash everything else.
Ooh.
This is a hot button.
Yeah. You hit a nerve.
You would survive up there for 9 months, Spadil.
Oh yeah, I'd be fine.
Let me play this report.
You're not wrong. I would be okay.
Let me take a break here from our conversation and play the audio first, and then we'll come back and attack some more.
Can I just tell you? This is a hot...
He never washes his jeans. And I wear mine maybe for about a week. But I got to wash them after that.
Every time I wear them.
No, I don't do that.
I know you're not supposed to. Well, does it? I feel fine.
you just buy more. People like me and Spadil can't do that. we have to lay with
it. You always do this. Woe is me. You understand that your household income is more than mine.
Yeah,
you have two people that work.
Oh, but I have a baby.
I have one too, and I'm the only one that supports him.
I know. But things have gone up since your baby was raised. All right, let me play this. Here we go. This is the astronauts and the whole touchdown and everything this afternoon.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore finally are on their way home. The 13-foot-wide capsule they were on departed the ISS at 1:05 this morning. The SpaceX Crew 10 entered the ISS earlier this week to greet those two NASA astronauts who were stuck there for several months. Those astronauts with smiles on their faces knowing they're finally on their way home. The Crew 9 capsule that undocked this morning is expected to splash down off the Florida coast sometime this evening.
This afternoon, in fact, for us.
I have this feeling. I don't know what it is, but in my head, the capsule starts just spinning. It hits really hard, and in the ocean, it breaks apart.
That's a premonition.
No. Yeah, I have that feeling.
You have that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to land fine. I think the real problem is getting there. Getting home, I think, is easy.
So have we ever had a problem when they come back? Or has everything been pretty good?
I don't know.
What happened to Apollo 11? I know, because I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I know, we've had, obviously, problems going up, but I don't know about coming back.
I don't
back.
Think we've had problems coming down.
I don't think so. Coming back is a lot easier.
You know what? Then I'm going to take it back. I feel like it's going to go great.
Because once
you... What do you see?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, we've never had a problem.
Once you get back to the Earth's atmosphere and the gravity kicks in, you got nowhere else to go, Jamie.
Well,
right straight to the ocean.
Well, I've not seen anything that's like a Challenger situation.
Unless your parachutes don't deploy.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough splash there.
Yeah. So hopefully somebody packed them correctly.
So they're going to get back. They're going to get back here, let's see, at 3:50-something today, right?
Yeah. Is that our time?
Yeah.
Okay.
On mountain time, yeah.
I'm excited for them. I don't even know them, but I don't know why I have such like, I'm so happy you get to come back.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what kind of condition they're going to
be in. That's the only thing I'm worried
about. Well, it says it takes 45 days, and they will be completely reconditioned in 45 days.
45 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. I screenshot a bunch of information about their bone density. I mean,
are they going to be able to see their family before that, though?
Yeah.
I bet
just
they will.
Yeah, they're taken to... They're not, like, contagious or anything, and they can take germs on. It's just about their bones.
They just got to grow their bones back.
Yeah, but I thought their immune system, too, though.
No, it didn't say anything about that. It says that their spinal fluid does run a different way, and sometimes their blood runs a different way and stuff, and their heart takes on effects, and sometimes their eyes do.
Well, other than that, they're fine.
Yeah, except, you know, that. But holding up a pencil, they said, is going to be difficult. That's how, like, weak they are.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those.
You think that would be immune, too, right?
I think I saw where they said their immune system is compromised.
That didn't say anything in my study.
Because they said, because the article I was reading over the weekend that said that they didn't know how long it would be before they could actually hug their family.
Wow.
Because they missed their family so much, being up there for 9 months.
Do you want me
either
to
way,
everything?
At least they're getting back here today, and they can fix
it
from
there. Yeah, I feel like this needs to be like a drug infomercial where they read off all the
side effects.
Yeah,
all the side effects. Wouldn't believe it, because I can't find it
now.
It's
a lot.
But it's so many crazy side effects. Like, sometimes it's even, you know, upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying that the
cognitive
problem is...
problems, if you know what I mean.
They didn't train for this. That's where the issue is. They didn't train for 9 months. They trained for a week.
Here's my son's Golden Gate Bridge invoice. That's not it.
Did you pay it?
Not yet. It's expensive to go across that bridge. It's like $15.
I'd pay it. You don't want to be
in a
San...
It was $10.95.
You don't want to be in a San Francisco jail.
How do you use that bridge every day and pay $11?
There's a lot of places you have that. New York.
I'll get to it in a minute.
All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
If you've been struggling with your weight... Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.